welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. About halfway through the day at Old Trafford. It's been a busy old day. Lots of people here today. And time for another live podcast. We have a little bit of an audience here. Hello. Hi. And of course, we have a guest. Do you want to introduce yourself and do the honours?
Yep. I'm Emma Ballardi. So I run an agency called Mixer. We work in the backstage entertainment space. So it's a little bit B2B, but it's also comes with its own strange set of rules. And yeah, it's a pretty interesting industry.
I was going to start by asking you a true or false question.
Okay.
True or false, what you do is pretty cool.
True.
Is that a fair, a fair summary?
That is a fair summary, yeah.
A lot of the conversations that I have here on this podcast, and you know, nothing wrong with them, people that do things that are a bit serious, feels like what you do is a bit more fun. Because look, I'm looking here at the notes we have for this episode, and it mentions Coldplay, Adele, PJ Harvey. I've not done an episode of this podcast before where those names have appeared in the notes. put a little bit of meat on the bones in terms of what you do then.
So a lot of my clients work in the entertainment industry, but in the backstage arena. So I work with some sound rental companies, production designers. I also work with a freight company that is one of their clients. They work with Coldplay, they work with Ed Sheeran, they work on the Adele in Munich tour. They're really big on sustainability, so that's a very interesting aspect to it, a very interesting angle. So I kind of work with companies in that space, regardless of which area it is they work in. So some of my clients work in TV or film, but that will be in the XR backstage arena of kind of special effects, green screen sort of stuff.
That's still pretty cool.
That is really cool. That was one of my favourite shoot visits, actually, like getting to see how that happens in the background. Because my background personally is in journalism.
Right.
So I worked with sound mags, so basically audio, install audio, audio for live events. And so I'm very well versed in that kind of area. But the film aspect was a bit different.
So all this technical gubbins that we've got in front of us,
yes,
is totally, you're at home here then. This all makes sense.
To a degree.
I could go and have a sit down for 10 minutes and just leave you to it.
I could handle this one. But yeah, for the most part, everything changes so quickly. It's all about getting a grip on what people are doing and kind of deciphering what it is they're working on and how they're doing it, I guess.
Okay, so is what you do skewed more towards what we would class as PR?
It's a difficult one, really, because it's almost a bit of everything. So although there's a lot of PR involved, there is quite a bit of marketing in there as well. So we send like e-shots out. There's a social media aspect that's involved for some of our rental companies that we work with. There'll be a lot of marketing around products. So they'll have new inventory in. So the way it kind of works there is we'll have a huge rental company and they might have like this really unique, cool desk from the 70s, and there'll be a sound designer that's working with a particular band that's really into that sound, or they want to recreate some kind of 90s Nirvana situation. And they might have a particular mic that Kurt Cobain favored, or a desk that someone from Pink Floyd used, and they'll be renting those things out, and they'll also be teaching people how to use the desk as well. So they have demo rooms where people come in, learn about it, and then rent it. But on that flip side, if people aren't there, aren't able to learn about it, don't have the time to, these guys also have sound engineers on the books that they can also provide. So it's within one company, there's so many different aspects of marketing going on.
Yep.
So sometimes we're like pushing new products in terms of we have this like brand new Digico desk, we've got like this brand new line array system, or it might be that we want to talk about a particular sound designer who's been working on a specific show.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a mix of marketing products and marketing people. I guess.
Yeah,
would
cool.
be one
Sounds
way
good.
To describe it.
Sounds like there's probably some really good stories in there as well. I'm a big fan of industries where there's stories
yeah,
to tell and,
yeah.
and stuff like...
There's a lot of interesting stories because I think the, you know, people are really interested in the entertainment aspect of it, which is really interesting, and the artists, etc. But yeah. for me, like backstage, the most interesting people for me are the production designers and the people that are making these things happen.
Yep.
And I think they have genuinely got the best stories to tell.
Yep.
And although there's a big technical aspect to what we do, people, there's still stories there. There's still stories that, you know, we can tell, and there's still a very human element to it.
Yeah.
Which people also enjoy in that industry, and like B2B mags in that industry want to tell and people want to hear. So I'm very lucky in that respect that it does sort of write itself, because yeah, it's a big interesting bunch of clients that I've got.
That sounds good. Emma, I am like the worst podcast listener in the world, because I analyze them and I'm always kind of like, I can't just sit and listen to a podcast like normal people.
Yep.
Are you the worst person in the world to go to like a gig with?
100%.
Because you kind of thinking about how it all works and...
Yeah, 100%. I'm looking at the line arrays. I'm wondering what desk they've got up front of house.
I can relate to that so hard. And you can't switch it off, can
no,
you?
You can't
just go
no.
and get out of that mode.
No. And if to be honest, though, I'm very, very lucky in the way that I get to go to a lot of gigs for work. So it's kind of rare that I'm at one for fun. Occasionally, but yeah, I get to go to these things quite often. So. And I'm very lucky that a lot of my clients work with some really cool bands that I'm actually really into as well. So.
I was going to ask you what the favourite part of your role is, what your favourite part of your role is. But you've described so many kind of cool bits of it that I don't know whether or not you can kind of pick one out. So instead, I'll ask you this. If you could change anything about what you do, like I guess I'm asking about your least favourite bit about what you do, what would that be? What would you say? Yeah, do you know what? I wish I could change this.
Difficult one.
It's a bit of a cruel question to put you on the spot with. Or is there anything about kind of like marketing PR generally that you think I wish we could just tweak this a little bit?
Things are changing so drastically in our industry at the moment, and I think if I could change one thing, it would be that the sort of uproar we've got going on about AI. I think it's a really interesting topic, and I think if we're all a little less scared of it, it's actually going to be a really helpful tool. I guess every time I open LinkedIn, it's all I can see. I'm like missives about, oh, AI is stealing all our jobs. And I don't think marketing is changing. I think the tools with which we use to market are changing. And if we can kind of keep that mindset, I think we'll all be a little bit better off. I'd say I want everyone to stop panicking about AI and write about something else on LinkedIn, please.
It's an interesting topic. And I think, you know, some of the stuff that we've talked about your role and some of the things that you do are all about, you know, when you think about, let's say you think about gigs,
mm-hmm.
it's about emotion, isn't it? It's about
how
you feel about that. And we talked about stories. Stories are a very human thing. AI can't come along and suddenly go, well, we don't need people to come up with stories anymore or to do interesting things, because we'll just make it all up.
Exactly.
Do people engage with that? I'm not sure that they do. There will always be a place for that. And some tech that maybe helps us kind of clean up or speed up some parts of the process, great.
Mm-hmm.
But that sort of prediction that's been knocking around for a couple of years that AI will just take over and do everything.
Yeah.
Not sure about that, because the authentic human part of that is still what we really care about.
Yeah, for me, good marketing is storytelling. And, you know, AI can never replace that human aspect, because it doesn't have the experiences that we have as humans. So for me, I think of AI as a way to do all the other business while I can kind of do the creative stuff.
You can just go to gigs.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. Palm all the rubbish off onto AI. You go to gigs. Have a whale of a time. Have you got any other kind of predictions about the future of either, you know, the future of marketing generally, or perhaps the future about how you think your role might change and the work that you do might change?
Yeah, so I think things are changing. It's kind of I suppose it would be a little bit industry specific, but the industry that I work in is a very sort of male-dominated white industry.
Right.
And there are big changes afoot in the way that companies are changing and the way that companies are looking at that. And it's a good thing. It's a really great thing that so we have a lot of older gentlemen that are kind of retiring, and their predecessors are coming up, and you know, they're millennials or a Gen Z, and they're kind of looking at different ways to bring in different people to the industry, which I think is just so needed.
It's dead excited as well, isn't it?
It's really exciting. Like a lot of the companies I work with are working with initiatives like Production Futures, where they are kind of going to cities, going to areas that may not have like educational programs to work with, you know, sound engineers and I think that a lot of the industry is putting a lot of money into kind of finding those people.
Yep.
And I think that's incredible, and I think that's going to change so much, and that will eventually change the way that we market as well, because yeah, things are changing rapidly. It's a very sort of insular business at the moment, but I'm kind of noticing as some of the guys that have been there since the 70s are kind of retiring, moving on, their predecessors are leaning up. It's becoming an industry that's not so insular, and I think that's something that we definitely need, and that's going to change the way that we market, because you know, that's a completely different audience.
Absolutely. Yeah. In 10 years time, when it's June 2035, we'll be stood here again having another chat, and we'll reflect on just how much things have changed.
Yeah,
and how
so
that kind
well.
Of turnover of, you know, the older end moving on.
Yep.
And those younger people coming in and shaking things up a bit.
Yes.
That sounds pretty exciting. I could quite happily stand here and talk to you all day. We are going to have to wrap it up. I do want to say thank you for joining us, particularly because I know you had a bit of a nightmare getting here because your car is in for a service today and you've had to catch several...
Trains, trams, buses, yeah.
All kinds of different public transport. So thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.